USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's two-day whirlwind visit to India coming to a close. He holds a solo news conference where he discusses, among other things, a possible trade deal between the two nations. Although he says India is going to have to lift tariffs on some American goods before that deal can be done. The president also discussing the coronavirus and how it's affecting the United States.
Very well under control in our country. We have very few people with it.
There are at least 50 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. at last check. The South Carolina primary is on Saturday. Tonight, the Democratic presidential candidates will be on a debate stage in Charleston. Sponsored by CBS, it will air on that network starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. Opera star Placido Domingo issuing an apology to women who have accused him of sexual misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Roof. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The latest person to face sentencing today in connection with the college admissions scandal is an heiress to a microwavable snack fortune.
Hot Pockets!
The hot meal in a pocket.
What do you got to pick? Hot Pockets!
Try Lean Pockets, too.
Michelle Janov's facing almost 2 years in prison when she's sentenced today for paying $300,000 to try to get her daughters into the University of Southern California. One of them is a fake beach volleyball recruit. The U.S. Army Recruiting Command is joining NASA and Space Center Houston in hosting the first ever nationwide live oath of the enlistment from space tomorrow. According to reports, NASA astronaut and U.S. Army soldier Colonel Andrew Morgan will administer the oath from the International Space Station to more than 850 future troops in more than 130 locations across the country. Mardi Gras is wrapping up today with lots of parades. Tomorrow, though, it's over as Lent begins. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Thousands of people packing L.A.'s Staples Center yesterday, or what's often been called the house that Kobe built, including fans, professional athletes, celebrities, and pop stars, to remember Kobe Bryant, who was killed along with his daughter and seven other people in a helicopter crash last month. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A teary-eyed Michael Jordan spoke at his public memorial at the Staples Center.
In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
Meanwhile, Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is filing a wrongful death lawsuit because of that helicopter crash, claiming the chopper never should have been placed in the peril it was before it went down last month in Southern California. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett joining the modern era with a new iPhone. Although Buffett is one of Apple's largest shareholders, owning a little over 5.5% of the company, he's had a personal flip phone until just recently. But he made the announcement yesterday telling CNBC he has an iPhone now but still uses it as just a phone. The 89-year-old says he is, quote, barely beginning to be with it. You can find us online, on your smartphone if you want. Sorry, no flip phones, but that's usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.